A $5,000 gamble, a 25-point verdict, and a Senate on a knife's edge. With 57 days until Election Day, forecasters have shifted the Senate outlook to a toss-up, a meaningful deterioration from Republican prospects even 6 weeks ago. Trump traveled to Dallas for what the party called a midterm convention, a gathering unusual in its timing and urgency, pledging to personally campaign across 35 races. His signature closing argument, a conditional promise of $5,000 to every American adult, payable only if Republicans retain the House and Senate. The fiscal arithmetic is uncomfortable. Roughly 258 million American adults multiplied by $5,000 yields approximately $1.29 trillion, a sum comparable to the entire discretionary federal budget. The proposal first surfaced in 2025 and went nowhere. Its reappearance as a campaign mechanism converts a dormant policy idea into a get-out-the-vote instrument, vote Republican or forfeit the check. Bond markets already watching U.S. long-duration debt with growing nervousness would face additional pressure if such a program ever moved toward legislation. Rhode Island delivered one of the sharpest incumbent defeats of the cycle, with Governor Ken McKee losing his Democratic primary by nearly 25 percentage points to Helena Foulkes, a former CVS health executive who had never held elected office. The proximate cause was a stalled Providence Bridge replacement that had dragged through years of cost overruns and bureaucratic gridlock, but a 25-point margin is not a protest vote, it is a verdict. Foulkes ran explicitly on an executive competence argument, presenting her experience scaling CVS's retail health operations as evidence that government is fundamentally a management problem amenable to professional solutions. In Pennsylvania, multiple fellow Democrats have declined campaign trail appearances with Senator John Fetterman, a sign that his increasingly idiosyncratic public profile has made him an operational liability in a state that sits squarely on the Senate battleground map. Separately, Republicans at the Dallas convention promoted a congressional stock trading ban as a reform platform item, even as Trump himself has continued trading. A juxtaposition that highlights the tension between the party's reform populist wing and an administration that has not constrained its own financial activities.